Hi, and welcome to Be Still and Know with me, Dr. Micah Jazz. Within our Christian context, it is perhaps difficult to acknowledge our enemies, for we are constrained by Christ to love our enemies. Here in the UK, we are also taught to live behind many a mask to conceal our real thoughts and feelings. Social interactions can all too easily be built upon the false foundation of insincerity. After a while, we lose our ability to distinguish between what's genuine and what's false. Most often we personify the word enemy. We're aware of the opinions we hold about other people. I find these often are more instinctive than rational. I also find that for no reason apart from my own instinctive dislike, I react to another person and seek to contest what they say and who they are. They annoy me, and I respond and serve my instinctive feelings of annoyance. This is too often the unkind reality I choose to live. Yet my primary enemies, as far as my walk of faith is concerned, are not other people about whom I form private and no doubt ill-judged opinions, but rather the internal tormentors that seek to breach the walls of my confidence in God. This provides the traffic noise that continually rumbles through my thought life. It serves one purpose, to distract me from my first love for God and divert my energies, usually to service some fear or fancy that promotes what I perceive to be my personal welfare. In reality, all such tormentors have already known defeat through the redemptive work of Christ, yet awaiting the Lord's return or my own death, they contest every ounce of confidence I've chosen to place in God. They willfully exploit every disappointment and anxiety in an attempt to direct and fix my gaze upon despondency and distress. In such moments, I lose sight of God and am lost within the storms of my own vivid imaginings. Yet, I note that God was able to see beyond the horrors of Jesus' crucifixion to the victory of redemption. So I must train my eyes to see beyond my immediate terrors and consider the complete and utter victory which is my true state. If I listen carefully, I can discern their crumbling, even as they assert their apparent victory. I need not succumb to their terrors, but quietly affirm God's complete victory and reaffirm my total trust in God's provision. Not that I can avoid the emotional fallout, nor many of the consequences of life's reverses, but I can find hope in the darkest of skies and perceive the first glimmers of the dawn upon the horizon. I choose to stand and await the daybreak that drives all the shadows and terrors of the night away. As we enter into the God space today, your real enemies are the myriad thoughts that seek to undermine your confidence in God. Are you able to keep your eyes trained on God, even as the torments that fill your head present a different and far more disturbing reality? Amen. I seek to see beyond the immediacy of my current reality, both real and imagined, and draw my nourishment from the promises of God. Please visit premier.org.uk/voice of hope and follow along with these daily meditations at home. And join me this Sunday for Premier Life, as well as for Be Still and Know throughout the week. However, for now, from me, Micah Jazz, it's goodbye, and may the Lord richly bless you.